Alaska's best mix, Mix 103.1. The Mix Morning Buzz with Hal and Selena, 22 minutes after 9 o'clock, about a little less than 20 minutes from now. I get to shed this belly, which I've been wearing for 1 month, 5 days. 5 days. Wow. 5 days. And I wanted to just take a little moment to sort of reflect back to what's happened over the last 34 days. And Selena has put together this wonderful montage for you to listen to.
I want to hear from guys that got in trouble for watching the Victoria's Secret commercial yesterday during the Super Bowl. Anytime any bikini clad or any bathing suits come on, Gertrude always looks at me.
It must be so hard to be a guy.
It is. Let me tell you right now that it's harder to be a guy than it is to be a woman.
You're crazy. Yeah, no way. Is.
Yeah.
It's much harder to be a woman.
Why is that?
Because we have to have babies.
Yeah, well, that's easy.
You have no idea. You have no idea.
Having a baby, that's easy. You carry it around and you eat for 9 months.
You're so crazy, Hal.
Good morning, Mix. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Mike calling. Well, hey, I'm calling on behalf of the women in pregnancy. I myself have never had any doubts on how difficult it is for women. But to get a better understanding, when my wife had her first child, I wore a vest around for a week. And it simulated the weight that women carry. And I guarantee you, after a week of trying that out, if you were sporting enough, Hal, you would be complaining about back pains to no end.
I'd wear it in a second.
I think you should, Hal.
We are going to do this. We're going to do this.
Yeah, good luck finding one of those pregnancy belts. Good morning, Mix.
Hello, this is Susan Sullivan at the March of Dimes. Have I got a deal for Hal?
What's the deal?
We have an empathy belly for you, Hal.
Well, hold on a second. What's an... Okay, just calm down for a second, okay? What's an empathy belly?
Well, empathy is something you need a little more of, and we think this belly, if you wear it around for a week or two, might give you some. We'd be happy to provide you with that, Hal, and we'd like to see how you do about it.
Oh, come on! You just said you were going to do it, and now that we have one, you're not going to do it?
I don't know.
See, this is exactly my point. You are such a wuss.
Okay, I'll do it.
Good deal.
You got it. I'm going to go over and get it today, and I'm going to show you ladies that any guy can do this, okay? I'm going to wear this empathy... Is that what they call it? Empathy belt?
Empathy belt or empathy belly.
Empathy belly. I'm going to wear that for 9 months straight.
You're kidding me.
Okay, maybe 4 months.
We have Amanda here, and she's going to show us how to use the empathy belly.
All right. There's all these parts, and this is the actual halter that you'll be wearing. So what you're going to do is you're going to come up to the counter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got to come over to the counter?
Yep.
Okay.
You're going to hold this underneath the belly.
I'm going to hold this right underneath the belly here. Okay.
Okay. Hold it right up to you.
Okay.
You got to make sure your breasts are at the right level.
Please make sure my breasts are at the right level. Go ahead and feel free to fondle them if you so desire. That's how I got in this situation.
I got to say, I'm feeling a little bit emotional. I pulled out all of my emotional 70s CDs. They've made me feel a lot better. It's one of my favorites right here.
You ask me if I love you, and I choke on my reply.
Oh, you look like you're about to cry.
I'd rather hurt you honestly than mislead you with a lie.
This is for you, Selena.
Will you sing it to me?
Sure. When the big chorus comes up, okay?
Okay.
I'm only just...
You've been so helpful during this time.
To see the real you. Sometimes when we touch, the honesty's too much.
My personal therapist is on the phone, Dr. Joyce Brothers. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
Here's the deal. I put on this belly 10 days ago, and I got to tell you something. I'm a little concerned. Ladies, when they have a child, they go through a lot of pain, but they have something in the end, something very wonderful. Mm-hmm. I won't, and I'm worried that I'm going to slip into a deep depression.
I don't think you'll slip into a deep depression, but you certainly will miss your companion. You won't feel so depressed because you know you've done it for some value, even though it isn't a child.
Doctor, thank you for coming on this morning. We have we've talked like every 6 months for the last...
Yes, and you get better and better emotionally. I see the big difference.
Thank you, Doctor. Yesterday, we went to the OBGYN, and it sounded exactly like this.
Hi, I'm Nikki Thune.
Hi,
I'm a nurse practitioner with Dr. Zimmerman.
Yeah.
And I'll be doing your initial OB checkup today.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. A little lower back pain, but other than that, I'm doing
And this
great.
Is your first pregnancy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. Well, we'll start... by starting out with the OB information that we go through women with their first visit.
Okay.
Any abdominal pain?
No.
No. Okay. Urinary problems?
Well, it's, yeah, I mean, it's very hard for me to go pee right now because it's hard for me to find the plumbing with the with this big belly.
Okay, so, but you haven't been retaining urine because of the problem finding
it. No, I've been going a lot, though.
His major problem is aim. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we're going to do the physical now.
Yippee.
I'm going to have you leave a urine sample for us.
Oh, okay. Wait a second. Hey, could you be quiet out there? Let's see. You're not listening out there, are you? Okay, midstream, huh? Okay, stop. Go. Come on, little guy. Yeah, yeah, hello? Yes? Oh, nothing. I'm on my way out. Just hold on, okay? What, I didn't need to turn the water on.
Okay, let's measure you. Okay, I'm gonna pull this up. Okay. Usually I feel the symphysis, which is the bone there.
I don't know what you want. You go ahead and feel anything you want. It's a little sweaty down there.
Okay, I'm just gonna move this just a little bit. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, now. Yeah, it looks like you're actually, you know, from this.
I'm a little high today.
Yeah.
I'm wearing...
Actually, you're way overdue.
I'm way overdue.
You need to put it down a little bit. I'll see if Dr. Zimmerman's ready to see you.
Sam,
Roy. I wanted to ask you about cocoa butter. I understand cocoa butter is good. Is it for cellulite, stretch marks? What is it good for?
It's an old wives' tale.
It's a wives' tale. Okay.
And you have to wear a good supporting bra because otherwise you're going to get real saggy afterwards.
These get saggy? What, are you kidding?
We have to give you your labor precautions because you're getting your due date.
Okay.
You know. Nikki even said that you're measuring larger than date, so you're going to have a big baby.
Well, she says my belly was a little high and my breasts are a little high.
Are you bragging or complaining?
Oh, no, I'm...
Good morning, Mix.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Laura, and I'm calling from Providence Laboratory Services. I understand you're interested in scheduling a gestational diabetes screen.
Actually,
yes,
it's Selena.
Yes, we're very, yeah. Very interested.
Well, we can come down to the studio tomorrow morning.
He also has to drink that fluid, right?
You have to drink the Glucola.
The Glucola.
Oh, that sounds yummy.
Take the appropriate face, Selena.
Yeah. Debbie Greenlee's here is our phlebotomist today.
Debbie, come on over here. She's in a white jacket. Oh, my God. You're going to put this is the needle here?
Yeah.
Okay, am I going to get dizzy? I hope I don't get, I'm dizzy right now and she hasn't even stuck the needle in me.
No, don't, you need to calm down though, because you're getting yourself a little excited.
A little worked up maybe?
A little worked up. Okay. He needs to calm down.
He does need to calm down. It's a very small needle. It's, you're hardly going to feel it at all. It's an excellent phlebotomist.
Oh, yes. Yes, she stuck the needle in when I wasn't looking there. Okay, I feel the needle
you're
in there.
You're doing fine.
Now you're taking a, I'm not even
deep
looking.
Breath. There we go. Focus.
I've been done for a while now.
Oh, you're done? You've been done for a while. She's done. She took the needle out a long time ago. I didn't even notice. This is to thank you, Anchorage, for making donations to the Marsh of Dimes.
And you light up my life.
Thanks so much, Anchorage, for making donations to the Marsh of Dimes.
Having my baby. What a lovely way of saying how much you love me.
I gotta say, I'm a little emotional.
I know.
I bonded so much with my belly, and to think that it's just gonna be gone tonight. When I go to bed, I'm just gonna be meeting Gertie. No baby. But I wanna thank you so much, Anchorage, for all that you've done. And of course, spending 34 days simulating pregnancy. What can you do to top that? Well, tomorrow, brand new contest. I'm going to actually simulate conception.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, T-minus 12 minutes before this belly comes off.
There must be a lot of special...